The condemnation for failing to believe. He that believes on Jesus is not condemned, but he that does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, unless his deeds should be reproved. But he that does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John 3:18-21. This is very important. This is the word of the Lord, and it must be taken seriously. The scripture clearly shows that it is never the will of the Father for anyone to perish or spend eternity in hell. Yet God has given man free will. The Father will never force salvation on anyone. Jesus Christ has already purchased salvation and redemption, but every person must choose to either receive or reject what the Father has provided. He that believes on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 3:36. The consequence for failing to believe. Then said Jesus unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he said, where I go, you cannot come? And Jesus said unto them, you are from beneath, but I am from above. You are of this world, but I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you should die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. John 8:21-24. The warning is clear. To reject Jesus is to remain in sin and under condemnation. To believe in him is to receive life, forgiveness, and entrance into the presence of the Father. Amen.